Welcome to Riscario Insider, where an actuary reveals how the wealthy tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today we're looking at the snowball rolls into Warren Buffett. How much do you know about Warren Buffett's life? My family knew primarily of his staggering wealth. We knew little about his older business partner, Charlie Munger, or Astrid, the companion his wife Susie found for him. In The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life, Alice Schroeder paints a captivating, detailed portrait of the man and key people in his life. The audiobook read by Kirsten Potter runs 37 hours and took 3 months to finish. This extended listening enhanced the experience and made Warren feel like part of our lives. Biographies provide valuable insights into interesting lives. Warren authorized this one and participated. Does this mean the whole story is rosy? No. If there were two conflicting views of a happening, he asked that the less flattering version be used. Alice reveals many blemishes in her quest to help us understand him. Much of Warren's appeal comes from his wealth. As a person, he's unusual. He brought Moody's manuals on his honeymoon. He doesn't eat a balanced diet and doesn't like to try new food. He neglected his family. He doesn't live a lavish life. He made investment mistakes over the years. For example, he bought shares in waning textile company Berkshire Hathaway and had an agreement to sell them for $11.50. When the deal got changed to 11.375, he bought the company in retaliation and to his detriment. Born at an early age, Warren focused on making money during childhood. At age 6, he started selling chewing gum. He got inspired by a book called A Thousand Ways to Make $1,000. That's $1,000,000 if you apply all 1,000 ways and make 1,000 each time. While in high school, he earned more than his teachers by delivering newspapers. He understood that a dollar today multiplies over the years through the magic of compound interest. This made him reluctant to spend. This made him reluctant to donate until his death, since he wanted to leave a larger sum. Warren recognized the role luck played. He knew his life would have been very different if he were born at another time or in another country. He wanted to help others who were not as lucky at the ovarian lottery. He preferred giving advice over money. Warren improved over the years. He made the world better for small investors. He supported Main Street over Wall Street. His actions encouraged better corporate governance. He stuck to his principles for decades. Legacy. Warren helped the world improve. What more can you ask? He's changed the world of philanthropy. He doesn't want his name on buildings or scholarships the way many others do. He's happy to donate to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with the stipulation that his annual contributions be spent that year. The snowball won't make you a billionaire, but you will be richer. Highly recommended, especially the unabridged audiobook. Now we have a special feature, an interview with two others who listened to the audiobook. We'll listen to that now. Today we have a special feature, an interview with Jeevan Sharma. Say hello.
Hello.
Jeevan, recently you listened to The Snowball by Alice Schroeder. What is that book about?
It is about the life of Warren Buffett.
Did you know much about Warren Buffett in the beginning?
Not really, only that he was extremely rich.
Okay, and as you listened to the book, how did your knowledge of Warren Buffett change?
I learned what he thought about, how he thought, and the way his acts affected others and himself.
Did you like the book overall?
Yes, I thought it was very informative and well written.
What did you think of Warren Buffett as a person? Is he the sort of person that you'd like to have as a friend, ignoring his money?
I think during the beginning of his career, possibly not, but as he got older, he kind of learned more about being a social person, and at that point, I think yes.
Okay, so he's one of these people who got better over time.
Yes.
Well, in the book, what things stood out for you?
It's interesting how Warren Buffett stole things in the beginning.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you wouldn't think Warren Buffett, who would have to be very trustworthy to manage Berkshire Hathaway, would do something as devious as that.
What kinds of things did he steal?
Golf balls.
Where did he steal them from?
Sears.
So what did he do? He just walked into a Sears store and he stole golf balls?
Yes.
Was there anything else he stole?
Not that I remember.
Well, I see golf clubs and everything. So I think he and a group of other boys?
A group
boys?
Of other friends, yes.
So they would just walk into Sears and walk out?
Yes.
And for some reason, no one stopped him. Yeah, so that is interesting because you wouldn't expect that he would have done things of that nature. As he matured over time, how did he change?
He became more social. He knew more about others' needs and not just his own. And he started to take care of himself a bit more.
What kind of a diet did he have?
A very unhealthy one. It consisted of soft drinks and fast food.
So what soft drink was it that he drank?
Pepsi.
That was odd. I thought he drank Coca-Cola the whole time, but when did he start drinking that?
When he bought shares in Coca-Cola.
Yeah, so he was consistent that way. Now, he's a billionaire. How did he live?
He lived a fairly basic life, actually. He didn't know much about computers. He didn't have a luxury car or anything. And his house was pretty average.
Now, Warren Buffett had a business partner.
Yes.
Who was that?
Charlie Munger.
Had you ever heard of Charlie Munger before?
Never.
And is Charlie Munger younger or older?
Older?
Yeah, that's a little bit strange. You think of Warren Buffett as a pretty old person, and he has Charlie Munger, I think he's the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, who's even older. So, what can you say about Charlie Munger?
He seems to have slightly different ideas about investing, but the same overall concept.
Yeah, so they make an interesting team. Warren Buffett had a reluctance to donate money when he was younger. Do you recall the reasons why?
No.
It had to do with him saying that a dollar now will multiply.
Oh yeah, it could become $1 million in the future.
Yeah, so he would think of spending $1 million rather than maybe just tens of thousands of dollars. So, after having listened to The Snowball, the story of Warren Buffett, would you recommend that other people find out more about his life?
Yes, if they're prepared for a very long read or a very long listening.
Okay, so what did you feel it was time well spent?
Yes, I did.
And do you think that your life will be different having understood more about his life?
No, I don't, but I think it's still interesting to know about him.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. So we've been speaking to Jeevan Sharma on the topic of The Snowball, a new book by Alice Schroeder. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
We also have Sharmila Sharma with us now. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So you also listened to The Snowball. What were your thoughts on the book?
What I liked about the book is that nothing was made up. I mean, from his childhood to his adulthood, the kind of life he led and his innermost feelings were revealed, and that was very educational.
Nothing was made up because it's nonfiction.
And you can relate to your own life, like how a person feels and when he's growing up in his young hood and the problems.
It's called childhood.
It's called childhood.
Okay, because
it's called interruption as well when you have a teenager around.
Towards the beginning of the book, he does say that if there's a conflicting view of a passage of his life, then use the less flattering version, which is a little bit different. How would you say Warren Buffett was as a person? Is he someone that you would like to have as a friend, ignoring his billions of dollars?
I wouldn't want him as a friend because he wouldn't be my role model in life because he had lots of problems that he didn't resolve. And he waited for a long, long time and he didn't face them when he was young with his family. And his life wasn't balanced, let's put it this way. By the time he realized that he should have spent time with his family, it was kind of too late because he didn't bond with them when he needed to. And Big Susie, she was on her deathbed when he opened his eyes to realize that he could have had much more fun with her, even though he was working hard, and because he was having fun with his friends, but not as much with Big Susie. So I found that very sad.
Okay, so did you like him more over time? Like, did he improve, or was he not very...
Yeah, he improved later in his life, but his dear family didn't have the chance to enjoy.
Okay, and what do you think of his plans to give away most of his wealth?
It's a good idea because definitely he cannot use it all, and his family can't use it all either. So he can only spend or need so much money to have a basic life or have a jet or whatever. But the money that he's giving away, it should be given away because it will help other people and put to good use.
Okay. Are there any other thoughts you wanted to share regarding the book?
Not really. I just it's kind of eye-opener for people in general, in corporate world, how they react to things. And one thing I liked about his life is that he was very honest. And that's what kept him going, and people trusted him immensely, and that was a plus point. And I think it's one thing people should keep in mind when they are in business.
Okay, now we were talking to Jeevan earlier, and he recalled that in his youth he actually stole things like golf balls and golf clubs and various other items. So that doesn't seem like a very honest person. Okay, so thank you for your comments. Now, would you recommend that this book be listened to or read by others?
Definitely, because people can learn a lot about themselves. That's what I mentioned before, that the way it's written, the normal people anywhere in the world can relate to that, because he had a sad life when he was young, and lots of people have that. But the great thing is how he improved and what he accomplished in his life and faced his fears. I think people can learn a lot from that. So yes, I'll definitely recommend.
Okay, so thank you, Sharmila, for participating in this recording.